From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Friday, January 25th. It is a hat, gloves, and parka kind of morning. We've experienced wind chill values from minus 2 to 4 above across the region, so dress appropriately. You might also want to check on any outdoor pets or animals. We'll see clouds on the increase today. Look for a high to warm up to around 29 degrees. Illinois State Police have arrested a Southern Illinois man on murder charges following a shooting last week. 36-year-old Johnny Warren of Tams is charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder in connection with the January 11th death of Stacy Carter Gonzalez. Police found her body at a house in Tams following a 911 call. Warren is being held in Pulaski County on a $1 million bond, and investigation continues. New research examines how Illinois can better help 18 to 25-year-olds in the criminal justice system. A report released yesterday by the Justice Lab at Columbia University says emerging adults still are experiencing brain development, which makes them more prone to peer influence, risk-taking, and impulsive behavior. Report co-author Vincent Scaraldi says this age group also is more responsive than older adults to rehabilitation and intervention. But emerging adults in Illinois are automatically prosecuted and sentenced in the adult system.
They're kind of getting eaten alive in those facilities, and they're coming out and having terrible outcomes. 78% recidivism rate, the highest of any population. So we're basically sending them to gladiator schools, schools for crime. It's not good for them, and it's not good for us.
Illinois has been experimenting with alternative interventions, efforts to raise the age of juvenile jurisdiction to 21, and age-appropriate community-based programs such as Redeploy Illinois. Well, the FBI says a Kentucky man has been arrested for robbing a Fifth Third Bank branch in Mount Vernon on January 14th. Federal authorities say special agents apprehended 49-year-old Jason Lee Robinson of Pikeville, Kentucky, yesterday morning in Colorado. Robinson is in federal custody. Details about his initial appearance in federal court are forthcoming. Investigators say Robinson is known as the traveling bandit who is wanted for multiple bank robberies across the country. Well, state police say they'll be conducting special alcohol enforcement patrols in Williamson County beginning in February. District 13 officials say the patrols will focus on detecting and preventing impaired driving, along with illegal consumption and transportation of alcohol or drugs. State police say alcohol and drug impairment plays a factor in 30% of all fatal accidents in the state. Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker says a new executive order will help protect immigrants and refugees in Illinois. The order requires the Illinois Department of Human Services to expand access to welcoming centers and let immigrants, refugees, and those seeking asylum know about state programs and services that are available to them. Governor Pritzker says Illinois needs to support immigrant families.
Disseminating the information about how you can access the services that are intended to be accessed by immigrants is vitally important. While some agencies already provide a sheet like this, my vision is that all of our agencies are sharing information about rights in a user-friendly way.
Illinois is home to 1.8 million immigrants, and one in six Illinois workers is an immigrant. Well, this weekend marks the 10th anniversary of a major winter storm that ripped through the area in 2009. The system dumped ice and snow across the region that resulted in many power outages, closings, and cancellations. The state issued a disaster declaration for 7 southern Illinois counties. It was one of the rare weather events that forced the closing of the SIU Carbondale campus. Well, we may see some rain showers and snow flurries this weekend, but nothing of that magnitude. We'll also see milder temperatures as well, with highs climbing to near 40. But it's going to be cold today, a cold start anyway. We'll see a high climb to around 29 degrees. Today, winds will be out of the northwest at 6 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy conditions tonight. Look for an overnight low of 22. Then tomorrow, slight chance we could see some rain or maybe some snow flurries throughout the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and quite a bit warmer. We'll see a high tomorrow around 38. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.